The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Our cat is getting neutered later today. No more Spaldings. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
You are way too happy about that. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Of course I am. The cat will never spray. He will never be aggressive. He will never be upset. He will only love us. He will not want anyone else in the world, which is what happens to male animals if you do not neuter them.
I
said spay. That's what you do to girls.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Whatever. We're neutering our baby boy today, and he's getting rid of his furry Spaldings. Yeah, there you go. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, because then he won't be spraying all over your guys' stuff anymore. That's the biggest thing, right?
I still feel bad
about this, though, because this whole situation went down because of, well, I don't know if it's incompetence or misunderstanding, but we were supposed to get the cat neutered.
Mm.
And when we got the cat, within a couple of weeks, I was like, nah, this dude's still intact. And Dana was like, no.
You couldn't see anything. And then it just all started coming in.
Dana was like, no. He's European. They do it different over there.
Whatever.
They do it different. And I'm not going to lie. Whatever. She convinced me. I was fully believing. I think I told my brother, it looks like he has them. But I guess in Europe, they have some kind of procedure. It makes it them not go away completely.
By the way, Anthony, I wanted to answer your question. Okay. He's not sprayed yet.
Oh.
But he will.
Yeah, that's what,
And what cats do, have you seen them spray?
Yeah.
They get their little tail and they do this with their tail, they just wiggly, and it just... That is not happening in my casa house.
No way, dude.
I swear to you, my Nana, before I was even born, had a cat in her home on the north side of Big Spring, Texas. And anytime it would rain, this cat had been dead and gone. Years, you could still smell that cat.
Ew.
Or it sprayed in her house. So I was like, Otto, we don't want that. Mm-mm. So when we went to the vet, she tells Otto, we got to do it, blah, blah, blah. And Otto says, do we really have to? I mean, is it good for the cat? Is this, because he thinks she's going to say no. And she's like, if you want your house to smell, you know how teenage boys stink? That's about to be your cat.
What was that show? I can't think of a show where the guy would always end with spay and neuter your pets.
Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah.
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Nobody in my neighborhood where the north side of Big Spring ever spayed or neutered their pets. Every pet I ever had with somebody from the neighborhood that had a kitten or a puppy.
And they were just giving them away?
Just, there'd be a box of pets on the corner. And then my grandmother would feed the neighborhood dogs. She had a big bag of the red Purina with the checkerboard on it. And she just put all, in like a trough. And there'd be 21 dogs at our house every day.
I'm a little bit of an outside dog myself.
I will say, Anthony,
shout out to the outdoor and alley cats, if you may, because they keep the rodents away.
That's right.
My old apartment complex, I used to have a bunch of them. And I would be like, guys, what are we doing here? Let's get these cats out. But I look back, we never had an insect problem at all.
Insects and rats and mice, they'll eat them up.
Well, or they bring them back to you, because we used to have this cat, Keezer, when I was a little kid. And he would bring us all kinds of little trophies that
he
found.
Offerings?
Yeah, he'd bring them back. He'd drop them right there on the front door.
I bet he had his Spaldings.
He did.
That's why he did that.
Until he was about 10, and then he got in a really, really bad fight, and my mom said that's enough. And then
she got him neutered at 10?
Yeah, and he changed completely after that, though.
Was he nicer, though?
He actually let people hold him and pet him. He was a different cat, and he wasn't coming home after fighting the neighborhood anymore.
See, and that's why we're neutering our pet.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Police have located a woman after she went missing 62 years ago.
What?
How this all unfolded is probably one of the craziest, crazy crimes of passion we've ever talked about. So, 6 decades after a young mother by the name of Audrey Backberg, she basically vanished in her small city in South Central Wisconsin. She's been located alive and well, living in another state. So, the last time anyone saw her was July 7th, 1962. She was picking up her paycheck. She worked for a woolen mill.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a bus with a friend to a nearby city. She got off the bus, went around the corner, and then a friend was waiting for her, and she never saw her again.
She just disappeared?
Disappeared. And for years and years, her family searched for her. And she had children.
Oh.
So people really thought something nefarious had happened to her. Somebody grabbed her, somebody stole her, somebody kidnapped her. Or, of course, they also thought that somebody had murdered her and they would end up finding her body. That's not at all the case. When authorities reopened this missing persons file, The officer assigned to the case said he did a more comprehensive review, and with Ancestry DNA and the 23andMe's and all of that, he started to look inside there and found out that her sister in this town had a hit of another sister in another state.
Oh, from the DNA.
Yes, from the DNA. And he thought, wait a minute, they don't know of another sister. This has to be her. Mm-hmm. So he called authorities, had them go knock on the door. 45 minutes later, Audrey Brackbird, who'd been missing for 62 years, called him back.
Oh!
And they talked on the phone for over an hour. NPR actually had a conversation with Sheriff Meister, and here's what he had to say.
I told Audrey that I would keep it private. She had her reasons for leaving, and we discussed a lot of things. I think she just was removed and, you know, moved on from things and kind of did her own thing and led her life. She sounded happy, confident in her decision, no regrets.
How could she just leave her kids?
She was 20 years old at the time, and 3 days prior to her disappearance, she had reported that her husband had abused her. And back then, nothing was done. He loaded his gun and threatened her life.
So she just took off.
She took off. I think had she
Why'd
not
she take
left.
The kids with him?
I don't think she could with that kind of husband. He had a loaded gun pointed to her head and said he was going to, you know, do something really bad to her. And she's in her 80s now and has not contacted those children or anyone in her past, nor does it seem like she wants to. I mean, it's been a long time, 62 years. She has another life. She has another husband. She had other children. She changed her name. All these things, went on to live a different life. You know, would you want to know somebody after that long? And under those circumstances, I mean, she felt like she was either going to leave or die.
Which is understandable.
At that point, for me, I don't think I would really care to know anybody else.
I don't think so either. I wonder how her children
That's
feel
the only part though. About the kids, like, that she actually decided, hey, I'm just going to abandon everyone.
I mean, these kids are now in their 60s at this time. So I don't know that they would want to know her.
I understand that, like, it is appalling to the thought of leaving your children, but also she's fearful for her life. What do you, like, you know, she's
And you couldn't turn to anybody back then. They just didn't care, right? Authorities just didn't care. The laws are shaky at best. Even now, we see and know that so many women die at the hands of their partner. So I don't even want to think what happened to women back then. Probably never even heard of them. You know, here, probably buried in people's backyards. Who knows?
I do feel bad for her friend, though, because she just dipped on her. I mean, imagine being out there and you're like, you just get your paycheck. You just get paid. You're probably going to go do something and then you just can't find your friend. She's gone forever.
She knows she's alive now. And maybe one day Audrey will feel comfortable enough to reach out to everyone and explain what happened.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who's Lying is a fun game, and we give away free stuff. Let's get our contestant. Yeah. Woo! 877-730-DCS1. Okay, so Katie is on line one. Miss Katie, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Are you ready to play Who's Lying? Miss Katie, are you ready? Woo!
I guess so.
Katie, so who made you call? Who made you call in?
Actually, my twins that were on the radio on Halloween, they love you guys.
Oh, Katie, I love them. I remember them because, I mean, how many twins do we ever talk to? You know, Zach, right? Is your boy? Isn't your boy's name Zach?
Yeah, I remember.
You remembered his name.
I remember, but I believe we talked to your little girl first. What was her name?
Yes,
I forgot.
Gwendolyn. We call her Winnie.
Okay, Gwendolyn. Look, here's what we do. Here's how we play Who's Lying. We're each going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. So we need to be your new number one morning show. In order for us to do that, Katie, you need to get to know who we are, right?
All right, yeah.
Here's the catch. Somebody's telling a lie. If you guess who's lying, that's how you win the free hoodie or T-shirt. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Yeah, the kids can help me, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can help. We want them to help. Okay.
We encourage them to help.
So, Katie, first of all, my name is Dana Cortez. And so, you know, I started riding horses when I was really little because I had a rich aunt. Her name was Sylvia. And she bought me horse lessons. And I was going to learn real horseback riding. This is what she called real horseback riding. We would have to ride English.
Oh.
The English saddle. Oh. It was heels down, toes up. Look, she lived in London for a minute. And she thought she was so much better than all of us in the family. But, I mean, maybe whatever. She thought she was so fancy. Either way, I was a horse girl, so I was extremely appreciative of that.
Well, if we're going to get fancy with it, DJ Automatic here, I once rode a camel like I was the Prince of Egypt. So I actually was in Spain, and I crossed the Strait of Gibraltar, went over to Morocco, and they had the places you could ride a camel. So I rode a camel around Morocco half an hour.
Man, that's crazy. Yo, what up? Anthony A. And the first time I went to the beach, I was a young little boy, and I kicked off my turbulent relationship with birds. I had my first hot dog on the beach, and a seagull flew in and took my hot dog right from my hand, which led me to crying.
Did you get another hot dog?
No, never got a cry. No, never got a hot dog, and kept crying.
I think Zach or Gwendolyn, somebody just asked you how old you were.
Oh, I was like 9 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Katie, somebody's telling a lie in here. You got to guess who it is. If you you win the merch. Who's lying?
Okay, we took a vote. I have my five kids here with me, and they are saying that it is you are lying, number one.
Oh, no, Katie, I'm not lying.
I was lying. I don't ride camels. I don't even ride horses. This is DJ Automatic, by the way.
Can y'all do me a real quick favor before we leave? Can you say happy birthday to Cecilia? My oldest daughter turned 14 today.
Of course. Let's go. Happy 14. Birthday, Cecilia. We love you.
Happy birthday.
14. You're so blessed. You have five beautiful children. I love that.
Yes.
I was telling the truth. My Aunt Sylvia, she left the neighborhood we grew up in, and she just thought she was so much better. But she actually showed me a lot of the world. And Anthony, you had a hot dog stolen, right?
Yes, I did get my glizzy stolen. Nothing too much.
Horrible.
It was the camel.
It was the camel that was alive. Otto's afraid of anything.
I'm afraid of any large animal.
Four-legged animal. Katie, have you ever had a weird encounter with an animal or have one of your kids?
Have y'all had a weird name? My dog bit my ear.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Is your ear okay?
He drew a hole through my ear. It is now. She wanted a third hole, so it kind of worked out.
I was going to say, she got a free piercing. You didn't even have to go to Claire's. Anyway, Katie, I really appreciate all of you. We love you so much. And you can play another day. Call back anytime.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Perfect.
We love you. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you. You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know that my kids always love, my three daughters, they always loved making those ready-to-eat pasta meals because they're easy, right? They're super easy to make. And when I saw that there's this huge listeria outbreak that's linked to listeria, right? It's linked to all of these pasta foods. I'm going to let a physician talk about this right now, Jessica Nurek. Here's what she had to say.
There's a current deadly outbreak of listeriosis tied to ready-to-eat pasta meals sold at Albertsons, Kroger, Trader Joe's, Sprouts, and more. The outbreak has been identified in 18 states where 25 people have been hospitalized and at least 6 have died.
Oh my gosh.
You can find a full list of recalled products on the CDC and FDA website, but check your food and throw away anything under recall.
That part right there, you can get a refund as well if you want to. I mean, you know, but that scared me because I know my kids would make those meals all the time because it's easy.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have time to cook. Just make yourself something. That's the first thing you grab. For a full list, you can DM me. Send me a direct message to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
What are some of them?
I just have a list of the stores that they're carried in. And then you have to go and ask. You have to go to the CDC website. It's a lot, Otto. It's a lot. So just
having that many products possibly contaminated with listeria is.
Well, the fact that people have died. So elderly people are affected. People with immunocompromised systems who might have type 1 diabetes or even type 2. Children who are very young can also be affected. Anyone who's not 100% healthy.
Did you check our pantry?
Do I ever cook ready to make pasta?
Some in there.
No, I don't. And the last time we bought it, there was nothing like this happening either. But I don't really cook a lot of ready-to-make pasta.
At this point of the conversation, I tell you guys, I don't even know what listeria is.
What? It's bacteria. It's a bacteria that will just
you don't want
affect
it.
You.
Nope, don't
you
want
it. You don't want it in your body. I know that.
Don't get that at all, dude. Yeah.
Nope.
At this point, it's like, I guess just make the food and don't do the ready-to-eat. I don't know what else to say.
Because if it's just germs on the food, then what happened to the good old expression of God made dirt, dirt don't hurt?
Dirt hurts. Oh. Yeah, that
bacteria
hurts.
Is not dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not it at all. Bacteria and a little dirt from the ground are two completely different things. So,
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, we played this soundbite earlier asking if you know what TV show this is.
Mike Ross? Hi, I'm Rachel Zane. I'll be giving your orientation.
Wow, you're pretty.
Good, you've hit on me.
Hi, it's Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor, name that TV show.
Is it Suits?
It is Suits, Taylor. You win absolutely nada. But hey, we all know it's Suits. Did you love that show?
I did love that show, but I didn't get to finish it. So don't spoil it
for me. I'm not going to spoil it for you, Taylor.
I think it was season 9 and 10, right?
I don't worry about anything, Otto. She just said don't spoil it.
I'm just saying it's worth finding and watching it.
Definitely want to watch it. Taylor, we love you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next caller. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Hi, it's Alex.
Alex, name that TV show.
Suits.
That's right.
Suits.
Ding, 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 ding. Absolutely, you win nothing. But didn't you love the show? Wasn't it great?
Yes, I loved it. And I love Meghan Markle. I don't understand why they talk about her either.
Yeah, where's the hate coming from?
I have no idea. Oh, my gosh.
After watching Suits, I was like, this girl is a great actress.
She's so good.
Right.
She's so friendly. I mean, she was just, well, she's going to appear in this new movie. It's called Close Personal Friends. And everybody said when she arrived on set, she shook every person's hand. I'm talking the people serving food, the camera guys, everybody, and the actors. So they said, man.
I can see that. Yeah.
I love her, too. Well, thank you so much for listening, Alex.
Yay!
We love you. Have a great
you.
Day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
I have a video of her that she released, okay? I did not go inside the labor room, but she is there about to give birth. She's literally inside the hospital with her husband, Prince Harry, and she is dancing and they are grooving, and it might be one of the most fun videos that I've ever seen. It's one of our most shared. If you go to at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram, it just showcases their personality. I know you see them, they appear stoic all the time. You can tell this couple really loves each other. They really get along. And she's a good dancer, by the way. No wonder he fell in love.
Maybe that's where some of the hate comes from.
It could be.
Because she's so beautiful.
She's so pretty and has like a lot going for her.
Oh,
and she's technically a princess, right?
She's a duchess.
Oh, whatever.
She's a duchess.
Same difference?
Yeah. So
I'm not British or from the UK, but it depends on who you ask, because like the whole royal exit thing kind of got people
some
up
of
in
them.
Arms.
Oh, did?
Yeah.
That's some of the hate comes from there. And, you know, they talked about because she's biracial, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons, I guess. But either way, she's beautiful. She seems like a down-to-earth person. Like I said, everybody in the new flick, Close Personal Friends, says she shook everyone's hand. She was kind. She's playing herself. Now, her role as Rachel Zane in Suits ended in 2017 because obviously she was entering the royal family and it just got to be too much. When she would go on set, it was craziness.
Yeah, hysteria.
Literally, her coming in and it just became too much. So that's when she stepped away. But I like that she's dipping her toe again because I thought she did such a great job.
Well, if they got kicked out of the royal family, they probably got to get those checks coming in again, too.
Oh, they got checks already, honey. Trust me, they have checks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Starbucks has a holiday menu. Is there anything new on it, Otto?
I don't know. I don't ever order these.
Oh, well, anyway, he's going to tell us what it is in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Extremely important first hashtag, ByHeart has recalled all baby formula.
Oh.
It started with just a few different kinds. Now it's all of it. There is a botulism outbreak. Botulism.
That's not good.
Can cause paralysis. It could be temporary. It could be permanent. It can also lead to death. 15 babies have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. Unfortunately, though, this means if you have any ByHeart formula, you need to return it to the store, get your money back, and talk to your pediatrician about what brand you can substitute, because changing a baby's formula can cause them to get sick. But you want to get this out of your house right away. If you'd like the story, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, send me a DM and I will send you this link. This is very urgent. If you know anybody with a newborn, please let me know and I'll send you the link. DJ Automatic Food News.
The Starbucks holiday drink list is out.
Well, what is it? Because I want to know if there's something new.
They got peppermint mocha.
That's not new.
Caramel brulee latte.
I don't think that's new either.
I don't know what that is.
I always think of creme brulee, but it's caramel brulee.
That sounds good.
Ice sugar cookie latte.
You know how to say cookies.
You know what, Dana?
That took a second.
Next time you do that, I'm going to make sure and point it out too.
Cookie.
All right. And then we got the iced gingerbread chai.
There it is. That one had an exclamation, not a question mark.
Yeah.
Except for the cookie. I think it's all the same menu.
Cookie?
Cookie.
Well, is it new? Anybody know? Hit me. Again.
I don't know.
877-730-DCS1.
They look delicious.
They do. They look amazing. National Day, Anthony A.
Are you guys fans of French dip? Anybody?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not much of a French dip guy myself.
Really?
Yeah,
really? No. It's delicious.
But it is National French Dip Day. So
it's not your Sammy.
Not
huh?
my Sammy. So
I'll take one of those over any one of these coffee drinks.
Oh, no. Those coffee drinks are good. Don't lie. When you go to Starbucks, you call me, Dana, what's my order?
Yeah, but it's one of these.
Because you haven't tried them yet. I'm going to get you the kooky one. You're going
to
love it.
All right. Now, these next two could go hand in hand. I don't know if it's up to you, but it's National Pizza with Anchovies Day.
I love pizza with anchovies.
No, I don't.
Otto doesn't like them. I can't eat since I've been.
My
with
dad
automatic,
liked anchovies.
I don't get them. They're so good.
Well, there's nothing good about them.
So you just put
and
a
I like
few.
Fish, but I don't like anchovies.
You just put a few on the pizza though. If you put too many on, you're right. It's very rich. They're very salty. They're delicious. Just a couple.
You love salt. That's why you probably love it. Dana puts salt on her salt.
I feel like it's every tradition at a pizza kitchen. I worked at a few. To have a new pizza cook eat the anchovies.
Gotta do it.
Gotta do it, right?
Initiation.
Do they have you raw dog it?
Like, yeah, raw dog it. Take it straight from the can. Let's wrap it up by celebrating happy hour.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Way better than these Starbucks coffees.
I don't know. What's your favorite happy hour drink? I don't know. You don't drink a lot, obviously, as my husband, but if you pull up to the bar, what do you
order? Make it sound like I can't drink because I'm your husband.
No, not because that. You just don't drink a lot. I know that about you. That's what I meant. What's your favorite?
I'm mostly vodka soda guy. I'm pretty boring.
Oh, nice, Anthony, anything exciting for happy hour?
Whatever's on the happy hour menu at half price. Hello.
With this economy, I'm with you. I'm literally with
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.